The Federal Environment Minister, Tony Burke, will later this morning reveal a national network of marine parks that will dwarf anything else anywhere in the world. The maps for the network closely resemble those revealed by AM on Monday, but have greater detail about the five main zones. The government says it'll be the biggest single conservation announcement in the nation's history. Environment reporter Connor Duffy spoke with the Minister, Tony Burke.
This is the largest network of marine reserves anywhere in the world. What we've done is effectively create a national parks estate in the ocean. The areas where you've got some of the most substantial outcomes are areas like the southwest of WA, areas like the Perth Canyon, which is an area as large as the Grand Canyon that would have been protected years ago had it been on land. But I think the jewel in the crown in the whole thing would have to be the Coral Sea. And this is the area that sort of extends out from the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park right to the edge of Commonwealth waters. And people were saying, well, we've protected a lot of the Coral Sea in our proposal, but people are asking us to really push the boundaries and cover some more reefs. Well, in the final government position that comes out later today, we've added Marion Reef, Bougainville Reef, Vima Reef, Shark Reef, and Osprey Reef. Now, Osprey itself is one of the top dive sites in the world.
Commercial fishermen say this is going to ruin some operators. What assistance will be given to business, and will consumers have to pay more for seafood?
In terms of total implications for your seafood industry, it's actually, in terms of value of production, it's at the edges of that. There's no doubt there are some operators who have businesses running in areas that have been decided to be highly protected where there's a direct outcome for them, and I'm not going to pretend that there's not an impact for them. We're following the same adjustment policy rules that were put in place by the Howard government when they dealt with the Southeast Oceans. So they're principles that have been in place for a while. On the precise impact on individual businesses, we've got to work them through, and my department will be having those discussions with individual businesses over the coming months as we put the management plans down.
When the ABC revealed some of these details on Monday, Senator Ron Boswell said that the Coalition would fight this every step of the way. Are you concerned about any community backlash, given many people are unhappy Australia's leading the world on climate action, and now it appears we'll be leading the world on oceans?
Look, we will be the world leader on this, and the area of the Coral Sea that now joins up to the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park itself becomes the largest marine protected area in the world. But for Ron Boswell, he's opposed to any level of marine protection. He believes in fisheries management, but he doesn't believe in establishing a national parks estate in the ocean. And at that point, it's just a fundamental difference of opinion.
One thing fishermen and conservationists agree on is that gas and oil is being allowed to continue in many areas. The ABC understands there's an oil exploration lease off Kangaroo Island in South Australia and a drilling licence off Margaret River in Western Australia. Doesn't that defeat the purpose of some of this protection?
Look, there are some areas where the oil and gas industry is there quite close to some of the protected areas. Certainly wherever there's a marine national park established, in those areas there's a ban on oil and gas. Throughout the whole of the Coral Sea, there's a ban on oil and gas. And we've established a significant area around the Margaret River area where oil and gas will also be excluded.
The Federal Environment Minister, Tony Burke, speaking with reporter Connor Duffy.